After Paro takes Sarah, so the Torah says, "Vayinaga Hashem et Paro nageim gdolim ve'et beito al dvar Sarai eshet Avram." Rashi comments on these last words, "Al dvar Sarai eshet Avram," about the matter of Sarai eshet Avram. Rashi comments, "Al pi dibura omeret lamalachach v'hu makeh." Rashi says, "What does the words al dvar Sarai mean?" It actually means al pi dibura, because of what she said. In other words, she instructed the malach, the angel, to afflict Paro, and that's why he was afflicted with this plague. So Rashi's understanding of the words of Dvar Sarai is that it should be read Dibura. Why is Rashi saying this? There's a Midrash that says this, but why is Rashi forced to say this? So the Mizrahi writes that it's a careful read of the Pasuk. It says Dvar Sarai. It should have used a different word. It should have used a word like Odot or Esek. The word dvar is very particular. It implies that somebody said something. And so it means that Sarai herself told the malach to hit her. Others explain Rashi differently. They say, no, it's not that particular word, dvar Sarai. It's the whole phrase. Al-dvar Sarai, eshet Avram. Of course that's the reason why he was afflicted. The Torah doesn't have to tell us that that's why he's afflicted. We know that Paro is being punished for taking Sarai. So the whole phrase itself is extra, and that's why Rashi says what he says. Other Mepharshim actually say, we can learn something else from this phrase. This phrase doesn't teach us that she said something, but rather it's how Paro knew that the reason he was afflicted was because of Sarai, because it happened right after he took Sarai. That's how the Bechor Shor understands it. I saw that the Ramban understands that the extra phrase is just telling you that it's the zchut of both Sarai and Avram that causes the severe affliction. In other words, if it was only Sarai or only Avram that was involved over here, then maybe Paro wouldn't have been punished so severely, but it's because of both of them. The most extreme view that I saw, radical view, is the Chizkuni, who says that actually, al-dvar Sarai eshet Avram, is that Sarai told Paro that she was Avram's wife. And that's the point over here, and Paro ignored her. In other words, that was the severity of the punishment over here, is because Paro didn't know. He couldn't claim that he was innocent and didn't know what was going on, but rather, Al-Dvar Sarai, Sarai said to Paro, "I am Avram's wife," and nevertheless, he still tried to take her. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.